This club has banquet seating for 320 people. The square footage is 11,643 square feet. It's got technology and media boards that allow this club to transform into an incredible audiovisual environment. It provides a private space for corporate meetings, but accessible views for the stadium bowl.
The quick comment I wanted to make are on the video boards. These will have live game action during Vikings games. The Vikings Entertainment Network in-house feed will be broadcast on these screens. All right, so we're in the Thomson Reuters press level, press box. You access this press box through the media entrance on the ground level. This is the Sid Hartman media entrance. We hold 220 media in the press box. There's dining on the west end. This space also, and Michelle can cover this, but it can also be used for rental or breakout space for events that are going on at U.S. Bank Stadium.
The retractable seating that you see across from us, on the north side of the stadium, we have the largest section of retractable seats that go all the way back for baseball. As you come in, I point out to people what you're seeing here are the top of the five operable doors. At its lowest end, it's 75 feet tall. At its highest end, it's 95 feet tall. You get a great view of the two video boards. The one right here on the west side is by far the larger of the two. It's 120 feet wide and 68 feet tall. You know, a great story on these video boards, there is not a Minnesota company that's headquartered here that manufactures this kind of technology. But Daktronics, which is actually a South Dakota company, when they came in and made their bid, they said, we know that Minnesota jobs is a priority. So part of their bid said, we will manufacture 100% of these video boards in our Redwood Falls plant that already was existing. They added an additional 30,000 square feet that they had to build to accommodate the work to get all this technology done. And they added 100 new employees in Redwood Falls. And they have made that, obviously, the space is permanent. And as I understand it, those jobs are permanent as well. We have story after story. An Owatonna company, Viracon, did all the glass in the building. Obviously, for these Minnesota firms, this has been a huge project and has had a major impact on their business. Because it's such a large scoreboard, we didn't just want a big white blank space. So I think this really has done what we intended it to do. I think it looks great. So we are in Mystic Lakes Club Purple. As I mentioned, this is probably our most unique club. There's nothing like it in the NFL. But I think this will be a really fun concert venue as well, to be able to get these seats and hang out on these couches with your friends. You've got this couch lounge type seating. You've got some regular seats in the bowl. And then you've got some additional seating up there by those garage doors. It capitalizes on the view of the stadium bowl, but its signature is the outdoor deck that people are walking out to. This has incredible views of the downtown. The views from there are just unbelievable, so I encourage you to get out and take a look. So as I mentioned, this is the Hyundai Club. This is our largest club in the stadium. It's about 20,000 square feet. I love this club because it's got both the view to the Mill District and it's got the view to the Stadium Bowl. The fun thing about this club is over in that corner where the exit sign is, that's the players' tunnel that connects to their locker room. Again, if you look at the lighting and the ceilings and some of the light fixtures, a very different, unique, pretty contemporary look down here.
Thanks for coming on the tour today. What a beautiful stadium. What a great fan experience we have to look forward to. Looking forward to seeing you all at the ribbon cutting event coming up on Friday. Thank you.